It's time to put a CD into this CD player and see what happens. This is, you know, we'll see how this goes. Hopefully this is, you know, this doesn't like fucking make my car freak out. This showed up in the mail today with no indication of who sent it. Just, you know, like an Amazon purchase that someone shipped here. This album is called Scott Steiner's Freak Tunes, The Big Papa Pump Soundtrack. And it's 19 tracks. And I'm going to start this car now. And we're going to put this into this car and see what happens. Okay. Hit the, okay, so I guess I'll turn it on here. And then not Bluetooth, not today, my friend. I wonder if it'll know the track names. It definitely like has some kind of database somewhere in the car. It does. That's disturbing. This track's called Enter Steiner, which who hasn't fantasized about that? I mean, am I right? Second track. Wait, what? It says it's on track two with a pre-gap of minus 20 seconds, which I don't... Don't tell me that Scott Steiner's CD was poorly mastered and authored. Oh, I hope every track just has fucking sirens on it while I'm trying to drive home. Something about the authoring on this disc is all messed up because it's already claiming it's on track 3 at negative 1 minute 13 seconds. It's just prepping me for when track 3 really starts, you know? Fuck yeah. Wait. Did the team of people that did all the music for all the bootleg knockoff WCW themes also work on this? This electronic music. It's something that the rave generation can get into. You know? You know what? That's just how long track four needed to be. I mean, listen to this. Like, we need 4 minutes and 39 seconds to really jam this one out. Thank you.
up.
Expecting the synth to kick in and make this sound just a little bit more Sega CD or something. For an app that you can use to reserve a spot in the garage. Something about that seems fucked. Like, as soon as you knew you could get a spot in that garage that way, I would assume that you would never be able to just drive in there and take a spot at a busy time.
I don't know.
Here's this donut shop again. One of these days, roll in there at 6 p.m. and be like, what's up with these donuts? The original tune. It's 100% brand new material. This sounds like some pretty fucking amazing porno music. This one says featuring Scott Steiner. I'm glad it's not original vocals. But also, what if it was original vocals? What if he was just freestyling over this? What if he was scatting? Just is Scott Steiner going. Here's another voice sample, I guess. I don't know. I like to think that there's got to be something in that Shoney's that he owns that if you order it, the fucking siren starts. And everyone gets very fucking amped. Dude, what the fuck? You're like, I fucked me over. Out here driving like this. Uncool. Of like appropriate royalty-free music and then, you know, bought whatever license they needed to for it and put this out. Well, like the exception of like the songs that he's shouting over. This is just like some studio musician that normally does royalty-free stuff just had this stuff around and went like, yeah, man, I can do the soundtrack here to you, to whatever that is. Royalty-free stuff relicensed, does that mean that we could find it and we could license it? Scott Steiner yelling at a child to do his homework. This sounds like N64 wrestling game music. Like, if I Shazam this, what will happen? Let's find out. Oh, damn it. Always happens. No result. It has composer names or artist names or something on the, God, the printing on this is just fucking abysmal. Red on black, completely unreadable. Did you send this? You goddamn motherfucker. This showed up today. With no indication as to who it was from. You piece of goddamn trash. I got an email that said a package had arrived, and it said the package was from Freak Store. And then when it showed up on the label itself, it said it was from Scott Steiner's Freak Store. That's all you get to hear of that track. Like, no, that's it. Party seller is Scott Steiner, apparently, or I mean at least the Scott Steiner's Freak Store. Too late, you're already in Scott Steiner's Freak Store! This track is called Big Mountain. fucking big mountain goes. Yes. Give me a drum solo, Big Mountain. Scott Steiner was going to start his own wrestling organization and all of the talent on the roster were Scott Steiners from different universes, much like Petey Williams was, you know, Little Petey Pump or whatever the fuck, whatever his thing was, Like if it was just like a roster full of like off-brand Scott Steiners, each one of these tracks would be entrance music. We'll be right back. track was on earlier, but this one says featuring Scott Steiner, so I assume it's the same track, but with voice samples. Steiner light mix. Nothing like a nice light mix. Lounging. Cool stuff. Boneyard with slide guitar, featuring slide guitar. It's your boy. Slide Steve. We'll be right back. This is the Enter Steiner techno remix. I don't know if you guys like techno. It's Scott Steiner's freak store. Quality. It is amazing to me, and I guess it shouldn't be, because that's wrestling, right? Like, you know, guys like Conan and Kevin Nash and all of them made a lot of money with the same concept. But something about Scott Steiner, mushmouth, meathead ass Scott Steiner, co-opting a bunch of hip-hop slang and using it, like, not quite correctly. Like, the whole fucking holler if you hear me, you know, like, you know, Master P was coming into WCW probably around this time, right? Probably around the time that he started calling himself the Big Bad Booty Daddy and saying, holler if you hear me, and Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler if you hear me, which is like nonsense. The rest of it, you know, the peaks and the freaks and the you know, the genetic freak, like, all whatever. That is what it is. It's but something specifically about at a time when No Limit was you know, out there making money. Something about Scott Steiner shouting, holler if you hear me, always struck me as fucking insane. Like, on the same, it's like a similar level of insanity as Conan running out there and talking about you toss his salad and peel his potatoes. Potatoes. Not a common at all. I mean, you know, hey, Conan did his K-Dog, if you will. mean, that's more than enough good music for the day. More than we deserve.
Thank you.
of makes me want to hear a different song. little Texas's dedication to the. Here's some more hardcore music.
You say I only hear what I want to. You say I talk so all the time, so
Texas. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I saw that Morgan had put some little Texas in that set, and I think Morgan is responsible for me listening to a little Texas a few weeks ago. I don't know. Is there a tweet? I don't remember how it happened. Exactly. But there is some direct path there. Thank you, Lisa Lou.
Y'all like techno?
Fast, 400 on the dash, 55. five bills, but 50 for the tax on the bag. I don't really like to brag. Venom on the socks when I'm stepping out of sacks. I'm gonna hit it in the morning cause I'm whiskey dicking. Got my brother out in cash, feel flipping chickens. Free bro from the can, I ain't talking whippers. Bitch, I make beats and bad decisions. If it's white goes, get with the.
Alright.
Thank you.
else we got?
They can't, the atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling, too soon, don't do it. Reconsider, read some litter. Sure on the subject, you sure? Fuck it, you know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll rock her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part. My bitch to choose it,
never, never fuck. All right. Favorite Blur song. There, I said it. favorite Blur song, actually.
Turn the bass off.
I thought they really nailed it. Demon's vocals here.
Just good shit. I don't need no speed.
No.
I don't need no heroin.
No,
I don't want no coke.
Okay.
You can keep your ketamine.
Yeah.
I'm a baseline junkie. I'm a baseline junkie. I'm a baseline junkie. And I like it funky.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What you doing? Don't touch it. Who told you to touch it? I will fucking kill you. Don't ever touch that fucking shit again. I'm a fiend for a big dirty baseline. When I hear one, I have a great time. A bit of bottom end's all I require. I let the baseline take me higher. My friends think that it's a bad habit, but I'm just like, fuck you, damn it. If you take my face away, I'll blow your fucking face away.
Easy.
You might think I'm over the top, but when I hear that baseline drop, well, I just can't control my actions. But I still feel satisfaction, so don't come around here whinging. I just wanna hear the baseline rinsing. We could just gank out all day. If not, get the fuck out my way. I don't need no speed.
If you haven't seen the video for Baseline Junkie, I recommend it. It's probably the thing that allowed me to like this song. It was the thing that put it over the top for me. It was just like, yes, yeah, okay. I like the attitude here. You're having fun. I like to have fun. I'm just lying. Fuck fun. I'm gonna go. Have a good night. See ya.